A hostage siege at a concert hall in Paris appears to be over. It's just one deadly scene in the city. Dozens of people are dead. There have been shootings and explosions in multiple locations in and around Paris. Secretary of State John Kerry has just recently spoke about this in Vienna. He's there for a round of diplomacy on Syria, and NPR's Michelle Kellerman is traveling with him. And Michelle, what has Kerry said?
Well, a statement went out in his name late this evening expressing outrage and sadness over what he calls these heinous, evil, and vile acts. Kerry says that countries have to do everything to fight back against what he said can only be considered an assault on our common humanity. The secretary also says that the U.S. Embassy in Paris is making every effort now to account for U.S. citizens. And the U.S. is offering any support the French authorities might need. He says French and Americans have always stood together in their darkest hours, and these attacks only strengthen that resolve.
And Kerry is in Vienna for a meeting with nearly 20 countries, supposed to be peace talks about Syria. Will this attack change those plans at all?
Well, we're not sure yet. So far, I'm told, there's no change in his plans. But, you know, he was actually scheduled to meet first thing in the morning with the French foreign minister, Laurent Fabius, and we're really not sure yet if those talks are going to go ahead. The meeting, as you say, are meant to bring a large group of countries, all with different interests in Syria, around the table to agree on a formula for a diplomatic solution. Kerry was then due to fly on to Turkey for the G20, and so far we're told that his plans are going to stay as is.
That's NPR's Michelle Kellerman in Vienna with Secretary of State John Kerry. Thanks so much, Michelle.
Thank you, Kelly.